T.I.'s first week sales are in. Diddy's last train to Paris may have cost him his last stay at a popular New York City hotel. DMX is going back to jail. Police raid Waka Flocka's Georgia home. And Razzby's brother says that B2K member Jay Boog had sex with Omarion's mama. Next on the Stylistic Report. What it do, boo? It's Miss Stylistic, and I'm in tune with T-Mill, ready to serve you on Thursday's Stylistic Report for December 16th. Are y'all ready to get into it? Y'all know I am, and I got a lot to tell y'all this week, so get into it with me, okay? This week's sound scan numbers for incarcerated rapper T.I. are in, and it doesn't look too good. T.I.'s seventh album, No Mercy, only moved 159,000 copies. Now, in comparison to his last album, Paper Trail, selling 568,000, its first week back in 08, I think we can go ahead and say that T.I. flopped. I bet next time he gets out of jail, he won't be so reckless with his behavior so he can keep some damn fans, okay? Diddy's in trouble. Tuesday, December 14th, Diddy released his highly anticipated album, Last Train to Paris, featuring Dirty Money and several of your favorite music artists. And everybody knows that Diddy likes to throw extravagant album release parties, which he did at the London Hotel in New York City. Now, Diddy is trying to do anything he can to promote this album, so he Ustreamed the party where he had Kevin Hart hosting for thousands to see. And while he was making jokes and trying to get everybody into it, this video chick was swimming in the jacuzzi in the bathroom by some candles, and her hair caught on fire. And of course, the camera got it. Luckily, it was a very minor incident since she was able to save herself by dousing her head in the tub. And she seemed like she wasn't too traumatized at all, since she went right back to water hoeing for the guests. Now, the video of this incident got back to the head honchos at the London, and they are furious with Diddy, and they're in discussion about permanently banning him from the London for not reporting this incident because it violates their hotel regulations. Personally, I think that the hotel is tripping because none of their belongings got burnt up, nothing was damaged. So if anything, it sounds like this hotel is just being racist. If you haven't seen it, head on over to BeStylistic.com and watch the video. And let me know if you think the London is being too hard on our boy Diddy. In rappers going to jail news, DMX just got sentenced to do another year in prison. There is absolutely no hope for DMX. And pound, no shade, I wouldn't be mad if he jumped off the nearest bridge, because who wants to keep going back to jail like that, like it's a vacation spot or something? But it's his own fault, and just like T.I., DMX's probation has been revoked today from when he was arrested about a month ago for failing to check in with his probation officer and testing positive for cocaine, Oxycontin, and he just went ahead and admitted that he'd been drinking alcohol, so why not? Which all violates his terms of probation. DMX will be locked up at the infamous Tent City Jail, where inmates are forced to look gay as hell by wearing pink striped jail suits. Child, they just make it real easy for these dudes to take their manhood these days, I see. Well, I don't feel sorry for DMX anymore. Either get your life together or end your life. Jeez. Boy, and continuing in the rappers go to jail news, ATL rapper Waka Flocka Flame's Georgia home was raided today by the popos for drugs, guns, prostitution, gang communications, and paraphernalia. Waka Flocka wasn't home at the time when he was invaded, but Gucci Man was, and the cops didn't waste any time in slapping some handcuffs on him. Henry County Police obtained a search warrant to see what the hell was going on up in Waka Flocka's house. Police confiscated prescription drugs, a .22, a 40 Glock semi-automatic, which was all claimed to be Waka Flocka's. Police ended up freeing Gucci Mane on the scene, but they locked up two other men for having less than an ounce of weed on them. No word on Waka Flocka yet, but I'm sure by next Tuesday I will have all the tea for you spilling out the cup. And last but not least, I know you missed your weekly Razzby updates. I didn't forget about him. I went on a mission and found him to see what the hell has been up with him being so quiet. And that's because he tagged back in his messy, angry brother, Ricky Romance, to take over for him for a while. And why did he do that? Because this fool is on camera sending death threats to Chris Stokes and Marcus Houston for molesting his brother and talking mess about the both of them in the streets. And you know they from LA, and LA dudes do not play, okay? But the jaw dropper in this video is when Ricky Romance stated that he and Omarion made up and are cool, but then he told the world that the reason why B2K broke up is because his bandmate, J Boog, slept with Omarion's mama. Yeah, y'all was excited too. So head on over to Be Stylistic and get into that. Bam. That's it for the Stylistic Report. Log on to BeStylistic.com for your daily dose of celeb craziness, music, fashion, relationship advice, and more. You be you. But I'm a Be Stylistic because I am Miss Stylistic Boo Boo. Have a good weekend, and I am O-U-T.